This is Health Matters, continuing our cholesterol update.
Last week, we reported on contradictory data emerging from cholesterol research. On one hand is the claim that a diet heavy in saturated animal fats raises cholesterol. On the other, recent research has found that stearic acid, the fatty acid found in beef fat, can lower cholesterol by as much as 14%.
Apparently, there aren't any solid conclusions about the stearic acid finding at this time. What we know for sure is that the cholesterol story is complicated and has grown increasingly more complicated over the decades of research. While there has been a downward trend in bad cholesterol levels in the American adult population, some sources say that 31% still have levels that are too high.
The statin drugs developed to lower cholesterol are also a complicated story. Statin medications lower bad cholesterol, no doubt about it. Statin works by inhibiting the body's ability to absorb high levels of bad cholesterol, which is why these medications have helped many at-risk people, especially people who have a genetic factor that predisposes them to high levels of bad cholesterol.
High cholesterol levels can vary according to race or ethnicity. Federal data indicate that African Americans, Mexican Americans, and Native Americans have higher rates of bad cholesterol. This is not necessarily related to genes, but the question is, how much of ethnic high cholesterol is related to the fact that these populations have higher poverty rates and lower access to healthy foods?
In other words, how significant are socioeconomic factors here? The fact that diet plays a role is not in question, but are socioeconomic factors a primary reason for higher rates of bad cholesterol in certain racial groups? Exploring this question might offer some solutions to this country's cholesterol problem.
According to Dr. Atkins, the cardiologist of Atkins Diet fame, carbohydrates are the food group that plays a decisive role in high cholesterol levels, a role way larger than that assumed by the low-fat advocates. He says the worst diet combination of all is high carbohydrates plus high fat, especially trans fat. At this point, the government has recommended that trans fats be phased out of processed foods, but a high-carb diet that is low in other types of fat can also lead directly to elevated levels of bad cholesterol.
So the Atkins diet strictly controls carbohydrates and recommends high fat consumption. Atkins claims that when moderate amounts of carbohydrates are eaten, fats are burned for energy. Fats are burned instead of accumulating in the arteries. A recent study at a Veterans Medical Center found that mildly obese volunteers who ate a low-carbohydrate, high-fat, high-protein diet showed significant decreases in bad cholesterol and increases in good cholesterol. Good cholesterol is good because it helps to maintain the cholesterol balance needed for healthy functioning.
Atkins' bottom line is that too much fat is dangerous when combined with excessive carbohydrates and calories. According to him, a growing body of research supports a diet that is low in carbohydrates and relatively high in fat.
For example, the American Association for the Study of Obesity reported these findings in 2003. People who ate an extra 300 calories a day on a very low-carb diet lost the same amount of weight over 12 weeks as those on a low-fat diet.
The New England Journal of Medicine found that people following the Atkins diet lost twice as much weight as those on standard low-fat diets. Plus, the Atkins group had better levels of good cholesterol. However, there was no difference in bad cholesterol levels or blood pressure.
Which brings up an interesting point when it comes to cholesterol. It seems that better levels of good cholesterol help keep the two types of cholesterol in balance.
Atkins agrees that the link between dietary fat, cholesterol, and heart health is important, but asserts that the low-fat hypothesis, so vigorously promoted by science and medical providers, has some holes in it. High carb consumption seems to go along with low fat, and this combination is not healthy. Atkins claims that low-carb diets have proven more effective than low-fat diets in combating heart disease. Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, David Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.